This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. Steve Miggs, tis a blustery morn.
Oh, man, super windy out.
I just basically hydroplaned the whole way here this morning.
Oh, is that bad for
it
you?
It was really bad up north.
Oh, well, I was driving. There was one moment when I had to pass a couple cop cars on 167, it had to have been. And all of a sudden you look over and you see headlights flashing right out. They totally swerved, went off the road, and they were trying to handle that this morning.
Well, all the Rockaholics that are already out and about, be safe on the roads as we inform you.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day.
I'd rather just have peanuts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not opposed to a goober every once in a while.
That's the worst name.
It is. That's a good name for a candy.
No thanks.
You know what we should call them? Goobers.
Yeah.
Why aren't we selling that many? I don't know. Maybe because we called them goobers.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, there you go. Do whatever you want with that. Like you mentioned, it's windy outside. It's a high wind warning. It's in effect in parts of Western Washington up until 10 o'clock this morning. Expect a bunch of rain, some winds hitting up to 65 miles per hour. Also expect some power outages. I know our lights were flickering. I think Danny's were flickering as well. Everyone's kind of dealing with that stuff. But most importantly, and this is for our friend Sarah, we don't want to see her gnome fly away.
Yeah.
Make sure you secure your loose objects.
Oh, my gnome was already face planted I left this morning.
We will rebuild.
I hope so.
High quality dollar store gnome. There's a cat that went missing. Her name is Sunny Lou. For 3 weeks, her family could not find her. She had crawled into...
What's the difference between cats and dogs? Like, right. I feel like if you lost your dog for 3 weeks, it'd be like a full-on search rescue team, missing signs. With cats, you're like, they'll show up eventually.
This cat had gone missing in the back of one of their sofas, and the family was moving from Washington State to Colorado. So the movers showed up. They put the cat in the moving truck, and then the cat was missing for 3 whole weeks. This is the family talking about finding their lost kitten.
3 weeks and 1,150 miles of road. They brought in our hide-a-bed sofa and started to unwrap it.
I heard a meow.
I ran to the garage. Randy was, come in, you gotta check the couch. And so I think it might be our kitty.
What? This is crazy. This has been 3 weeks.
Okay, first of all, I have to say, if I'm the cat, I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we can't find our cat. But we're still moving out of Washington State. So, like, did they even care about this cat?
They just abandoned the poor Sunny Lou.
We're so glad to have her back in our life.
Are you?
She's just living her best ninth life.
Yeah, I think she's plotting to get back at you guys.
Definitely.
All right, so full disclosure, last night I was trying to put together some of the show, and usually Tara and I will email stories that we do for the Daily Mix download, but my daughter Tatum wanted to help me work. So she sat next to me on the laptop, which was a lot of fun, but also added a lot of time to trying to prepare for work. But I was teaching her how to, like, copy and paste stuff, and she was all fired up. Control V, Daddy. Then I hit Enter, and she's sending off stuff to you, which is kind of cool. But then she wanted to help pick the stories. And she was picking the stories based on the thumbnail photos. So I figured, let's see how well she did. So I let her grab whatever story she wanted. And we're going to fire through some of the stories that my daughter Tatum put together for the DMD.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm so stoked.
All right. The first story is about a 55-year-old Canadian tourist that lost both of her hands in a shark attack while taking a selfie over at a beach. And bystanders watched this person bleed slowly while the medics arrived. She picked that because she saw a shark on the thumbnail. And she's like, this one looks good.
I saw this story, and I think she also had, like, a chunk that was taken out of her leg.
Yes.
So my summation is that maybe she got bitten in the leg and then put her hands down to try to get the shark off, and then the shark got her hands, too.
And again, this is yet another story about somebody that wanted to get a good selfie, and then things just went horribly wrong. God.
Starbucks will be cutting 30% of its menu by September 2025. This is going to kick off on March 4th, and they want to try to improve some efficiency and then introduce some new seasonal drinks like iced cherry chai and lavender flavors.
Yeah,
is Tatum a Starbucks fan?
Well, she was a fan of the colorful beverages that were on the thumbnail. But yes, she enjoys the pink lemonade.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or just the regular lemonade. Yeah,
classic.
This one cracked me up because she was like, she didn't know what the thumbnail said. I had to tell her, but it said in a roundabout way the word poop. So, of course, she wanted me to click on it. Phillies fans are very sad because it's going to be a loss of, I didn't even know this was a thing. It's called the poop game. It's a scoreboard quirk that happens whenever the Phillies take on the Pirates. When the score is 0-0, you have the Phillies P, then a 0, then you have the 0, and then the Pirates P. And what does it spell?
Poop.
Poop.
Moby Duck Chowder and Seafood in Port Angeles offers a sea-to-table experience. Twin fishermen serve fresh catches like gooey duck chowder while playing their fishing videos for everyone to enjoy in the restaurant.
I honestly think this sounds like a fun experience to go, like, go get to, like, hey, I want to eat that, and then they get it for you. And then they,
yes!
They, but gooey duck chowder?
In.
Have you ever had it?
I've had gooey duck risotto, I think, before, but I've never had gooey duck chowder.
No, I mean, gooey duck's just a large clam.
A very large clam.
Does it taste different? I've never had gooey duck.
I think it's pretty good. I like it. I'm a seafood connoisseur, though, Steve. There's nothing from the sea that I will not eat.
Oh, there you go.
So many jokes. Not enough time. Hey, as far as weather, 51 degrees going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. The Kraken are back on the ice tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis. And that's what's up.
Yesterday, we were chatting about the fact that we now know who Dave Grohl's mistress is. And then a listener ended up leaving us a voice message that kind of got all of our gears spinning in this regard. So we want to get your thoughts on it, too. And you're going to hear what they had to say at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Yesterday, we were talking about the fact that Dave Grohl's mistress's identity has been unveiled. Her name is Jennifer Young. She is from Los Angeles, and she revealed that she is, in fact, the mother of Dave Grohl's new baby daughter.
Not to be confused with Jennifer Youngblood, which was apparently Dave Grohl's first wife.
Yes.
Which is crazy to think that he was once married to someone named Jennifer Youngblood and now had an affair with someone named Jennifer Young.
So we ended up getting a voice message all about this on the Odyssey app.
Daily Mix Show, what's up? Is it really that big of a deal that Dave Grohl had an affair? I have a friend that said she's done being a Foo Fighters fan, and I'm like, f**k. I hate to break it to you, but I'm sure some of your favorite bands have a member doing someone on the side. I mean, I would. You guys aren't done with the Foo Fighters because of this, are you? Come on, don't buy in.
Oh, I'm buying in. Also, I hope you don't have, like, a wife that's listening.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to penalize the entire band for the lead singer's adulterous behavior.
But he's the face of the band.
I mean,
I'm very disappointed in him. I've thrown away all my Foo Fighters records. Granted, I didn't own any because they're on streaming services now.
But do you remember when I wore my Foo Fighters shirt for, like, the first time after the news came out? And I was like, am I going to get shamed for wearing a Foo Fighters shirt?
Oh, yeah, that one woman tried to swing at you. It was crazy.
But I was worried. I'm like, oh, is someone going to judge me for rocking this?
Do you think what makes it worse is that people are a little bit more, like, I don't know if sensitive is the right word. It seems crazy that we're losing our minds over this. Maybe because he's considered to be the good guy in rock music. So it's kind of like, what the hell? And also, it was a kid. Also involved, like, you know, it wasn't just an affair, like, he fathered a child with this mistress as well. But the voice message person is right in a sense, like, there are so many rock stars that have done so many scandalous things. In fact, even Dave Grohl, I don't keep up on these kind of things, but somebody hit me to the fact that back in 2012, rumor has it the band almost broke up because Dave was hooking up with Taylor Hawkins' wife.
What?
And, like, Dave has been known for being this kind of a guy, which I've heard that before.
Yes, he has a history of infidelity in some of his earlier marriages and relationships and things of that nature, and now he's got another one.
But there's a quick search on the internet about, like, rock stars that have been unfaithful, and, like, just because, like, whoever this person is like, I'm done with the Foo Fighters, are you done with Aerosmith, because Steven Tyler is known for having a few affairs, including one who was a teenager at the time.
Ooh.
Also, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. Are you done being a Rolling Stones fan?
No.
What about David Bowie?
Don't even. Look at my shirt today.
Are you done being a fan?
Absolutely not. I'm wearing my David Bowie shirt.
While he was married to Angie Bowie, he had various affairs, including one rumored with Mick Jagger. Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen's been known for not being necessarily the best guy when it comes to relationships.
Wait, are you telling me that rock stars behave like rock stars?
Just these five. Otherwise, all the other rock stars are completely fine.
Clean. Yeah. Squeaky clean.
Continue to listen to Nickelback. Oh, wait, you can't because he had an affair with Avril Lavigne.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not giving up on the Foo Fighters. Like, I can't.
No.
So maybe not so much with Dave Grohl, maybe not so much with the Foo Fighters, but there are times like these that something happens. Something happens and it leads you to maybe stop being a fan. So what was that moment for you? Rockaholics, the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. What did lead you to stop being a fan of something?
It was that Dave Grohl joke that made me stop being a fan of you.
Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Blind Melon.
The Daily Mix Show.
What led you to stop being a fan of something? 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text messages, I totally forgot about this, but I can understand why, and it has to do with the Sonics.
Oh.
So he says, I refuse to watch the NBA since we lost the Sonics. I'll watch again when they come back, from Marty and Yelm.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely really significantly decreased my NBA watching.
Yeah.
But not really on purpose. It's just like when you don't have a dog in the fight, it's kind of, it's not as fun.
I mean, full disclosure, I like the Sonics. I like going to games. I was never a huge NBA guy. I was always more of an NHL person. Like, if I'm going to spend time watching sports around this season, it's usually because I'm watching hockey as opposed to basketball. But I don't remember. I think the last time I watched a full NBA game was a Sonics game.
Yeah.
And so I'm with this. I'm with Marty and Yelm.
Bring them back.
Another person says, I refuse to drink Starbucks until the Sonics return. I was a massive fan, sometimes going twice a day. I miss their lattes.
Aww.
I'm kind of picturing that guy when the NBA finally makes that announcement. Like, they just triumphantly walk back into a Starbucks, like, get that latte, and just sit down and enjoy every sip.
Yes.
I wonder if it's as good as you remember it as being.
Probably not.
No. With Lady Gaga. Oh, wait, I was never a fan of hers in the first place.
Oh, was that Sarah?
I think it might have been. Yeah, yes. That looks like it, yep. Oh, another one I forgot about, this drama that happened between Metallica and Napster. Someone said that I stopped being a fan of Metallica when they rallied against Napster. That was not metal.
Oh, my God. Those Napster days.
Do you guys remember the Napster? It wasn't a Napster-sanctioned video, but somebody made a video making fun of Lars and James, where, like, these cartoon versions, like, where Lars is, like, this little, like pipsqueak little, like, troublemaker, and James Hetfield was, like, this big oaf. It's like, Napster bad, Metallica good. It was one of the funniest videos that were out. It was, like, going way back, but one of those e-bounds were...
Oh, I loved those!
Yeah, right?
That was, like, early internet.
Someone said, I'm no longer a fan of the Seattle Kraken.
Oh.
They're not even 5 years in.
Oh, my God.
They said, I stopped being a fan when they fired Dave Hackstall. Now look at them. I was right.
Oh? Okay. That's the one guy that was right.
I don't know if Dave was the reason why they're not as good. I think there's a lot more to do with the team not being all that great. Ozzy Osbourne.
Why?
So he did nothing wrong, but my ex was a huge fan of his. She had an Ozzy tattoo, wore an Ozzy t-shirt, and a sexy photo shoot for me, but then she dumped me, and I can't listen to his stuff anymore. I still have the pics, though. LOL.
LOL.
What about you?
For me, so my favorite actor forever was Kevin Spacey, and then when he got into a bunch of trouble and had all that, you know, information that came out, I was like, oh, okay, well, now I got to find a new favorite actor. So now I went with my second favorite actor is now my first favorite actor, and that's Edward Norton.
That's kind of like, it's not an actor, but it's a band. It's that band Brand New. And I know we've talked about it before, and I know, Danny, you know the band. Yeah. And I think you know them, too.
Yeah.
They were a big, like, popular in that emo pop punk kind of world. And I always thought they were, like, one of the best ones until, like, stuff came out about the lead singer that was not all that great. And I have never listened to them ever again. It just feels weird hearing a guy sing love songs and sing about stuff when you're like, man, you were doing some creepy stuff.
For sure.
I don't necessarily want to be paying attention to you. And I'm not even a lyrics guy, but even then, it's just like, oh, man, these songs are a lot weirder now knowing that information.
And there's a lot of bands out there. You can dump one.
Yeah, I switched over to Taking Back Sunday. Everything's good now. Yeah, it's actually, how about this? Domino's Pizza.
Why?
They screwed up my order back in 1992 and then argued with me about, and I have not ordered from them ever again.
You stand up for what is right.
Since 1992, they've changed.
I like that they remember the exact year.
Yes. Another person is not a fan of our Earl Thomas. After he flipped off the entire Seahawks sideline, then went over to Baltimore, and then had a threesome with his brother and a bunch of other crap. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a piece of crap.
Ooh, ouch.
Forgot about the brother threesome thing.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
I mean, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
What led you to stop being a fan of something? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said, I stopped listening to the Chili Peppers in 2004 just because of some creepy stuff that came out about Anthony Kiedis. And, that person's not a fan of him. I forget about some of these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
Ooh, honestly, Avril Lavigne. Because ever since she married Chad Kroeger from Kruger, however you say his name, from Nickelback, I just couldn't get over it. Couldn't get over the fact that she would lower her standards enough to marry somebody from Nickelback. So, I just could not listen to her music for a
while. I feel like that might be the only good decision she's ever made.
I mean, I agree. She married up.
Married up.
Someone said it's tough to listen to and watch Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever, I used to, did you grow up watching The Cosby
Absolutely.
Show? I feel like The Cosby Show raised most of
that us. That was a staple in our household.
And, like, he was just the epitome of, like, this. The dad we all wish we had, and then we realized, no, none of us
Not
wish we
so
had
much.
Him. Yeah.
Rockaholics, we have a magical opportunity for you to try to take down Steve Miggs. And he has a current record of 53 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. So you better bring it. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.